Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. In this half hour of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring songs one each year from the 1970s. We'll start from 1970 and we'll go all the way up to 1976. Well, first up, the Jackson 5, number one song with The Love You Say. When The Love You Say moved into the number one position on Billboard's Hot 100 on June 27, 1970, the Jackson 5 became the first artists of the rock era to have their first three chart releases reach number one. Well, Freddie Perren, one of the writers and producers of this record, remembered Berry Gordy saying, after two platinum singles, what about the follow-up? Well, Freddie went on to say he wasn't worried, but he really wanted to bring that third one home. We really didn't have that one yet, but we came up with it after several ideas. Well, the writing team of Freddie Perren, Fonce Mitchell, Deke Richards, and Berry Gordy Jr. finally wrote a song about watching out for traffic, and with some minor adjustments in its lyrics, it became a song about a girl who was a little too fast for her age. Well, Freddie Perren further recalls that Berry Gordy Jr. would never come to a tracking session. He would usually come after. While we hadn't finished the record yet, we were still working on it, and he stayed 15 minutes, and halfway through it, he said, "You guys got it. I'm not worried anymore." And he walked out. Well, here is the third number one in a row from the Jackson 5, The Love You Say, right here on Motown Memories. 1970.
Recall, and you walk slowly
Motown memory from the Supremes. After Diana Ross had left the group, that was Nathan Jones, and that reached number 16 from 1971. Before that, the third number one from the Jackson 5, The Love You Save, from 1970. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this half hour, we're featuring one song from each year from the 1970s. Well, so far, we've heard from 1970 and 1971. Coming up, a number one song from 1972 from Stevie Wonder, Superstition. Well, 9 years and 5 months had passed since Stevie Wonder first topped the Billboard charts with Fingertips Part 2 way back in 1963. But it had hardly been an uneventful decade for the man who had once been dubbed the 12-year-old genius. With the success of Fingertips, Stevie became an integral part of the Motown family, and family it was for the boy who was just becoming a teenager at this time. Everyone over 11 was a parent, Stevie Wonder recalled. Producer Clarence Paul loved me like my own son. Esther Edwards, Berry Gordy's sister, all the musicians and artists watch over me. Stevie further recalled that Wanda, of the Marvelettes, would always tell me when she thought I was eating too much candy. I wish children today could have the same kind of caring expressed and shown to them that I received from the Motown family. Well, by 1966, little Stevie Wonder was no longer so little. He survived a producer's suggestion that he be dropped from the label when his four singles that followed Fingertips failed to make the top 20. Well, as he matured, his voice changed, and with the turbulent times of the 1960s, his choice of material underwent some changes too. Just 7 months after releasing the upbeat, danceable, uptight Everything's Alright in 1966, he returned to the top 10 with Bob Dylan's Pensive Blowin' in the Wind, one of the first Motown artists to have a political song. Well, here is Stevie with his second number one, Superstition, right here on Motown Memory. 1972.
Very superstitious. song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
1973.
Give my
my very own kid. But what did I do for you? Not a thing. In front of my friends, you broke me down. Since then, darling, it's hard to track you down.
Great song by the dynamic duo of Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye. That was My Mistake Was to Love You, and that reached number 19 from 1974. Before that, Eddie Kendricks had a number 2 song from 73 with Boogie Down, and we started with Stevie's second number 1 from 1972, Superstition. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring this half hour songs from the 1970s. Well, coming up, a song from 1975, Walk Away From Love by David Ruffin. Well, David started out on his own, but he could not capitalize on his first solo singles from various artists. So he shared his most private pain in the Temptations' biggest hits as one of their lead singers. His relationship with the Temptations was a stormy one, but the marriage produced defining moments in 1960s soul, and Ruffin's departure from the group was the story of 1968. Well, he was born in Why Not, Mississippi, on January 18, 1941. His older brother Jimmy Ruffin recalled that we had a little family gospel group called the Spiritual Triune Four. Well, Dad was the tenor, and I took the leads. Then David said, "I want to sing too." Tall and rangy, with black-rimmed glasses, David was a loner who died of a drug overdose in 1991. Well, here is David with a great song, Walk Away From Love, right here on Motown Memories.
1975.
Walking out the door. but those cards you got around me will lock me go someday. And I'd rather leave you holding on than pushing me away. So I'm leaving.
I'm leaving.
Yes,
yes,
I am.
David Ruffin, great song, Walk Away From Love, number 9 from 1975. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. Well, the first half hour, we featured one song from each year from 1960 to 1969. This half hour, we went as far as we could in the 1970s in the time we had, starting from 1970 on. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions or suggestions or comments for future Motown shows, love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information from some of your favorite Motown artists, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.